of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all, but they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statler, on this election day. Oh, boy. The 8th of November, 2016. Well, there are some results that are going to be coming in here. And if I haven't covered that one up yet here, here we go. Coming in at 65% in Indiana. Let's check this out. Donald Trump, 65%, 120,458 votes. Hillary Rodham, I really am a piano leg lesbian, coming in at 31%, 57,320. Is that disrespectful on Election Day? Okay, good. Because I plan on being disrespectful. Now, that was Indiana. Kentucky? you know, these don't have huge electoral votes. But looks like, with 7% of the precincts reporting, 65% of the vote, 103,944 versus Hillary Clinton's 30%, 48,763. Interesting. New Hampshire, here's another whopper with four votes. Do we have any states that have negative votes? If you win that state, they take electoral votes away from you. Donald Trump with 1% of the precincts reporting. And remember, this is New Hampshire. 52% Donald Trump, 41% Hillary Clinton. You know, it's going to be rather fascinating because the way this thing is laid out, and by the way, I've been asking people, you know, about this Electoral College deal, and nobody trusts the damn system. Nobody that I've spoken to. Now, in the primaries, yeah, I might go with that. Watch like a hawk that You know, this is how the presidential candidates are selected. So watched very heavily, but then turn this over to an honest voting system that can't be tampered with. And, you know, you can't, they've got to go through these voter rolls. You know, I don't know if the government, what's the supercomputers they got out there in Colorado? The Cray system? Couldn't they, I mean, they're the know-all, see-all, the big golden eye in the sky. Couldn't we cross-check the obituaries to see who died? One guy, I heard, went in and voted and then went back in later, and they said, wait a minute, you've already voted. And he says, good, I'm glad. In other words, he wasn't trying to register his vote again. He was just checking the process. And I'm sure we're going to have voter fraud, which in our type of political system, folks, and again, let me remind you, Jill Stein was on Fox News this morning, and I was up way earlier than I intended. But there she was, sitting there talking about this country's great democracy. Now, I want to tell you a little story to demonstrate how people are selecting their candidates. I got a woman that has been cutting my hair for 15 years. Very nice woman. Very down to earth. She won't listen to my network. I've tried for years. You know, I said, you know, this stuff may impact you in the future, so in order to be prepared for whatever comes and not be scared, be informed. At least you can tell if somebody's trying to pull the wool over your eyes. Or if you're the sheep and they're just going to punch you in the eye. And I asked her, I said, I didn't ask her who she voted for. I said, did you vote today? She said, yeah, I did. Okay, I didn't press it. Well, you know, a few more of my remaining hairs hit the floor, and her husband had been real sick, brain cancer in the orbital socket of the eye. They had to pop his eye out and barely saved that. But long story short, very expensive, and the guy is going to be a one-eyed man for the rest of his life. But the key word there is rest of his life. And she said, you know, I never would have been able to afford this if it wasn't for Obamacare. And I looked in the mirror at her and I said, so you did vote for Hillary? And she said, yes, I did. And knowing the person, understanding her motivations as to why she voted for Hillary Clinton, I could understand it. But she didn't understand the reason why Obamacare is there in the first place. So I simply took the rest of the haircut, since I had a captive audience, and she couldn't go anywhere, to explain health care. I said, have you ever heard of the Hegelian dialectic? Well, of course she hadn't. I said, that's where a problem is created, and then it's demonstrated to you over and over and over again from 15 different aspects and points of view, and all the critters have come up that claim to be, you know, the all-knowing, all-seeing, and I have the answer, please listen to me. And I said, after they get done doing that, now you already know you're screwed. After all of that, then they come up with their solution. And I said, they tried to float this thing. They threw up a flag, and it got shot down immediately. And they tried to do this through the Commerce Clause. Oh, it's just business. They floated that trial balloon, and as I said, it was shot down rather quickly. And then they figured out a very unique way to throw this in front of the United States Supreme Court. And the case was presented as, well, it's a tax. Oh, okay, well, it's going to be equally apportioned to everybody because, well, how do we get everybody? Well, we just make it mandatory that everybody sign up for it. Ah, that sounds like a good idea. And, of course, since Congress came up with this whiz-bangy idea, and the president signed it. Well, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Doesn't matter. I said, now that they've done all of that, they presented the case that, well, it's a tax and Congress has the right to lay and collect taxes. By Jiminy, that's it. That's the approach we'll take. It's a tax. And the Congress constitutionally is allowed to lay and collect taxes. Okay. Did you know that you had to pay taxes for every time you swore? Yeah, that's a federal law. You hadn't heard about it? Now, I'm just teasing, of course. But that's a portion, and everybody is in on this thing. And, well, that's a good idea, because that'll clean up people's dialect, and it'll put money in the coffers, and it'll make things run, except for one thing. In a democracy, you might be able to get around that. If 51% of the population agreed, yeah, screw the other 49%. That's what I want. And there's your working model for democracy. I then asked her, I said, look, I said, do you understand the healthcare system? You know how it's been screwed? I said, it used to be, before we had companies like Blue Cross Blue Shaft, I'm sorry, Shield. Before we had that type of health coverage that you had to, it's like auto insurance or home insurance. You know, you don't get to collect on that unless lightning strikes your house and it blows it apart, or, you know, there's a gas leak and your house blows up and kills a neighbor's dog or whatever. I said, you don't use that insurance until something happens to trigger you to turn in a claim and collect from the insurance company. And they're very glad at it. I mean, how many people, folks, do you know in your life that their house burnt down or was destroyed by flood or an act of God? You know, a giant sequoia falling on their house and killing the dog and the cat, and the couple survived. Well, I said that works because everybody is paying these premiums. And I mean, to replace a house nowadays is an expensive proposition. But how many of those insurance holders, those policy holders, have their houses burnt down? How many years have you paid premium into a system that you, odds are, chances are really good that you'll never have to file a claim because nothing's ever happened to your house? Now, they've got it rigged. And I guess this does help stupid people out there or people without the ability to protect themselves. But if you've got a mortgage, you got to have insurance. Okay, all right, I get that. Car insurance. Here's another one. Now, you're more likely, because you don't drive your house around on the highway, do you? Well, I hope you don't. But you're more likely to get in a car accident or somebody to hit you, or you file a claim, somebody backed into your parking lot. Somebody that you pissed off in a grocery store has a loaded cart, sees you, and takes a running bull stab at you and hits your car door and dents it, and you got to turn in a claim. Whatever the reason. Now, that works because the auto insurance companies are collecting premiums every single day. But there's something that doesn't happen every day. You don't get in an accident every day. Now, do you think these insurance companies that have the homeowner's insurance, if there was a nuclear bomb that went off, God forbid, and there was anybody around to file a claim, that might bankrupt the insurance company. Or if, say, 50% of the drivers in America in one day got in an accident, well, yeah, that might bankrupt the insurance company. I said, this medical insurance, by way of Blue Cross, Blue Shield, or whatever the case may be, you're paying into these premiums, and you're going to have some health problems of one degree or another, serious, maybe not so serious, recoverable, or maybe terminal. The chances are that you're going to put a claim into your health insurance. I said, but here's the difference. Before the insurance companies, which, by the way, years ago I looked into Blue Cross Blue Shield in Michigan, that they discovered 75% was absolutely pure profit for Blue Cross Blue Shield. They only paid out 25 to 30%. And these are direct health costs paid to health providers. Okay. Well, funny thing happened. All of a sudden, everybody's offering this for benefits, your workers' benefits and this, that, and the other. And yeah, the company has to kick in a portion of it. You have to kick in a portion of it. And everybody's happy as long as healthcare costs remain relatively low. And then they didn't. So here again, this is when the Hegelian dialectic crops in. And I said, you know, I said, if this was done strictly on a competitive business basis, remember how it used to be before you had health insurance card, before, way before you had Obamacare or anything else. I said, in every city USA, you had one or two hospitals, either in your city or in your county, county general hospital, whatever. And you know what they were doing? They had their doors open. They would take patients in. They would treat them. They would do whatever's necessary. And if you didn't have a health insurance card, after you were ambulatory enough to shuffle on down to the accounts receivable and payable, they would ask you, they would present the bill, and how would you like to pay for this? Check or cash? Because you didn't have a credit card, remember? And if you didn't have the ability to write a check and pay the full amount off, you know what they did at that point? They ask you, okay, we'll put you on a payment plan. Oh, geez. Okay, I can do that. You mean my baby that I just had in your hospital? You're not going to hold my baby as hostage? You're going to let me take my baby home with me? Oh, goody. Well, fast forward many years. Now, all of a sudden, we don't have this on a business and competitive basis. So, in other words, in your county, if you had five or six good hospitals, they were out there fishing for your business. And how they would do that is give the best possible care at the cheapest prices, billing prices possible, and still make a profit. Hospitals are still businesses, folks. They're not charity organizations. They are businesses. They've got payrolls. They got to make a profit. They got to pay people too, and for supplies and services, and on it goes. It's a business. But then you got the insurance companies involved. But they were there, and they were the rapers and scrapers of the profit. Yeah, they still paid out on insurance claims. Yes, they did that. But then something else started to take place. Well, they start billing higher and higher cost. Well, that started a crap storm, didn't it? So everybody's upping their prices, and well, on it goes. So naturally, they have to come up with different insurance things and different ways to address this problem because everything is costing so much more. Till it ends up that you had to have some kind of insurance and you had to pay that premium every month just on the outside chance that you got a broken leg or you needed the hospital services. You were able to pay for it. And then it got to the point that you were being taxed to death. Your income flow was dropping rapidly, and then you couldn't even pay for your premiums. And then we got a wonderful idea. Well, why don't we do this big insurance pull that everybody has to get in on? Everybody's mandated. See, the system will pay for itself and keep the cost low. Wrong answer. Make a very long story, not any longer, but shorter. After I got done with this woman, she started to understand. Because the government pops in with their solution to the problem that they helped create doesn't necessarily make it your last option. We'll open up the phone lines on this selection day, 800-313-9443.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung K, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Do we have a drum roll? Did you ever find me a drum roll? I'm not going to say another word until you give me a drum roll. Okay, he's got a Google one here. There it is. Drum roll, please. That's it? No cymbal crash? No rim shot here? Okay. Florida! With 47% of the 1% of the precincts reporting, and it looks like to me it's a little bit more than 1%, but we'll not let that get in the way. Donald Trump, 50%, 589,250 votes. And to Hillary Clinton's 47% was 550,524. And I'm sure 150,000 of those are illegals and people that died 2 centuries ago. Just kidding. I I better watch that. But so far, Hillary's leading, and now it's Mr. Trump. Let's drop down to Georgia. With 1% of the precincts reporting. 73% Donald Trump, 25% Hillary Clinton. Indiana, which of course is Mike Pence, 63% for Donald Trump, 33% for Hillary. That's 2-1. Kentucky, again, 64% Donald Trump, 31% Hillary. New Hampshire, 52% Trump, 41% Hillary. I guess it's not important to read off the numbers. We can do that later of how many votes were actually cast. Vermont, 54% Hillary, 41% Donald. Virginia, not West, not East, not South Virginia, 57% Trump, 38% Hillary Clinton. And where the hell did Hawaii go here? We're missing Hawaii. Well, isn't that odd? What'd they do? Sell it off to the Chinese? Did we miss something? By the way, somebody that listens to my program, I guess her name is Liz Baggett, because this email came to me, the National Intel Report, and she says, John, with Americans eagerly awaiting the results of today's presidential election, the rest of the world has already voted and chosen Hillary Clinton in a global landslide. Pollfish at pollfish.com, the world's foremost mobile survey company, asked a whopping 3,500 people across 8 countries, Canada, France, Germany, Russia, Mexico, Australia, New Zealand, and the UK, to vote on who should be the new U.S. president. Mexico, 96% would vote for Hillary Clinton and 4% for Trump. Visa? I don't need no stinking visa. Russia, 48% Trump, 15% Hillary, and 36% neither. I guess it's true. Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin are brothers from another mother. Canada. Oh, Canada. 51% Hillary, 14% Trump, 35% neither. UK, 51% Hillary, 21% Trump, and 27% neither. Who's this neither guy? Oh. France, 58% Hillary, 10% Trump, 32% neither. Germany, 53% Hillary, 12% Trump, 35% neither. Boy, there's a lot of 35% for Mr. Neither in here. Australia and New Zealand, 44% Hillary and 17% Trump. Well, hey, I got an idea. Since you guys like her so much, we'll just carve her up and send her out to 8 different countries and you all can have a piece of Hillary. How's that? And any guesses on who's going to take a certain part of the human... Never mind. 800-313-9443. I better watch myself today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Food's primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
We're back. 800-313-9443, folks. I, you know, it was suggested to me that we do what this other guy's doing, and we just do wall-to-wall for 50-plus hours. And, PJ, I appreciate it, and thank you, my friend, but I think the last thing that this audience wants is more hours. I mean, why would we want to do what the mainstream media has been doing for the last year and a half? With very little to go on and a lot of yabba dabba 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 do. A lot of gum bumping. Filling in until something pertinent comes along. I'm just not willing to do that. I was reading today psychological studies and the pressure that people felt and how it made them extremely uncomfortable. Yeah, well, the uncomfortable level in this country has been going on for quite some time, and people are really getting anxious over this election. Well, Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy.
How are you, sir? I know I confused you last night with my little question. I could have been much more concise. But my question to you tonight is, and then I got a little follow-up, but my question to you tonight is, what are you going to do if the Wicked Witch of the West wins this thing tonight?
Get ready for the second...
Or steals it.
Well, Andy, you asked the question. Well, let me answer it. Get ready for the second American Revolution.
Well, okay, that's a great answer, because I myself have got my bags packed. I'm ready to get to Washington, D.C. and make sure she doesn't have a very good greeting at the White House. I'm done with this. I'm done with it.
Well, Andy, I understand and appreciate that, but you standing out in front of the White House yelling at the wicked Hillary Clinton of the West here, is that going to change anything? Might give you personal satisfaction, but aside from that, that's it.
No, but that's not my plan. And so, you know, I'm an ex-military guy. I've got several plans in mind, and I have several friends in mind. This is not over. This is not over. Because if she wins this, and she didn't win it, if she steals this, this is not over, John. This is not over.
Well, and
we know who this woman is.
Right, and it could be very interesting to see what happens if other agencies of our government don't stop investigating Hillary, that she may be the felon in charge. And then at that point in time, who does this go to? Well, it would go.
Well, what do we do, John? I mean, how many years do we sit here and watch this just go on? How many years do we watch all this bias stuff? MF Global, all the banks in Europe, JP Morgan, all these places. How long do we just sit here and watch this? I mean, really, when do we throw our hands up and say, ha-ha, I'm done, here I come?
Yeah.
I mean, when do we actually do that?
Well,
this is past a joke, John.
Well, Andy... Okay, well, you know...
I threw a bunch on your shoulders. My bad, John. I'm just an angry American.
Okay, well, if you're angry, at least do me the courtesy of letting me address your anger. Okay?
Do it, please.
All right. Whether we have a second American Revolution or not. Now, if you remember during the Bill Clinton years... when it looked like, gun control was part and parcel of the program of the Clinton administration, that forced people, they got a little nervous. They went out and bought more guns, more ammunition, more all of that stuff. Hillary Clinton, we know, and this is the duality of her talking to her behind the closed door friends versus what she will say publicly and admit, oh, she's a believer in the Second Amendment. But get her behind closed doors. The Second Amendment is just BS. Basically, that's what she was saying. So if Hillary Clinton gets in there in January, more people will be going out there emptying the shelves of ammunition, buying guns, and doing whatever. Okay. Now, if she comes out with draconian measures to take the guns out of hands of people, well... we might have a Cabrini Green episode here where they were trying to confiscate your shot and powder, which ironically is in one cartridge nowadays. But at any rate, are you going to give up your guns? No, you're not. Would a shooting war ensue? I would think that would be a natural progression. In either case, as I said, this presidential election is just the start of something. It's either the start of the Second American Revolution, or if Trump gets in there and starts blocking some of this stuff, TTIP, he is not a globalist, the battle has just begun. Okay, there's going to be much opposition to this. So it's going to be thrown into the political realm. And the one part of the story that I left out here about my hairstylist... or barber, whatever you want to call her, is that this is now a democracy. I said, it's not a republic garnered by rules. And I used the Cubs versus the Indians thing. I said, you know, when those two teams took the field, do you think each one of them had a different rule book? Well, of course not. It wouldn't have been fair. I said, exactly right. I said, so they had a rule book that both sides had to follow. I said, in our form of government, we have that rule book. It's called the Constitution. And I said, and they have been ignoring it. As a matter of fact, they renamed our form of government. They're now calling it a democracy.
Exactly.
So here we have it. well, you know, this has been the most contentious. And I said, yeah, it's contentious because the ones that are awake in this country that have seen the damage that has been done, they're now learning that, wait a minute, that's not constitutional. Our government can't do that. Are hating the people like Hillary Clinton, the globalist, open border person that she is, person that will sign the TTIP and will lose more jobs. In the meantime, we're hanging on to this middleman fiat currency system that's going to, it's not only faltered, it's getting ready to collapse. And that's the next event horizon here, is that this dollar is going to eventually collapse, no matter which regime it happens under. Okay? Would it be better under Donald Trump? I think so, because he'd be gutsy enough to, like I said yesterday, to call the U.S. Treasury up and say, hey, I want you to fire up that old Kennedy thing. I want you to print me out United States notes, not Federal Reserve, but United States notes. And we can have a jubilee, whether those bankers like it or not, tough noogies. We're going to replace the currency of the Federal Reserve notes with the federal notes. That solves that problem. Hillary Clinton would never do that because the bankers, just like the crooks that they are and just like she is going to pander to this and keep this system running, which has been an absolute devastating thing for this country. It's emptied this country out of its wealth.
Well, the bottom line, John, the bottom line is that when does America say enough is enough? Okay, I mean, we've talked about this, and we've talked about it. I've listened for 10 years to these talk shows, and, you know, 5 years ago, 8 years ago, I heard enough to start an American Revolution. You just look at the Declaration of Independence. They suffered far less than we're going through right now, and they rose up and took their country from King George. I mean, We're just sitting here, and we're just talking and talking and talking, and nobody's making any action. And I'm not advocating for any violence. But
Andy,
you know what?
Andy, you're just
we're getting very close to that.
Okay, Andy, you're tired of talking, and so am I about the structural problems and the ne'er-do-wells that have been destroying this country. I'm tired of talking about it as well. But understand this: when there's no sense of doing any more talking, that's when you do all the shooting. So I would enjoy the fact that you're still able to sit here and talk. Because at one point in time, Andy, people are going to realize, just as you said, that, you know what, all this conversation is done.
Well, just for the record, John, I'm ready to give my life for freedom of the others, because I got four kids that deserve to be free. I'm willing to give it right now. I would go to arms. I will go to any front line. I'm an ex-military guy. I will do what I have to do to free this nation.
I understand.
And there's nobody that can change that from me. I am done with this organization. And if Hillary Clinton ends up being our president, my goal is to see her hang from a light post in front of Pennsylvania Avenue.
Don't you think my idea is better? We just draw and quarter and send a piece to Mexico and then Russia and then Canada? I kind of like that.
Thank you, John. You know, I was all angry and stuff, and you just brought a smile to my face.
Well, I mean, until we march up to the gallows pole, we'll drink a beer and we'll have a laugh.
There you go.
All right.
Is it a Mexican beer or an American beer?
Mexican?
It doesn't matter, does it?
No, I was going to make an off-color comment that I could probably be deemed as being racist. So I got to watch what I say, because this might be recorded when Hillary Clinton gets into office, she can bring me up on federal charges.
Damn it! All right, Don. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Andy. By the way, hey! Before you go, what branch of the service?
Army.
Okay, special forces or any of that kind of stuff.
I was a cook for the Special Forces.
Really?
And the infantry.
Really? Okay. Well,
so I had to do the work, bro.
You know, Andy, don't forget, there was a reason why the government kept track of our Navy SEALs and our Marine Force recon people. They always kept tabs on them. Because what was the job of the Green Berets when they went to Vietnam? What was their primary job?
To be incognito,
no,
not to be seen.
No, their primary job was to go over there and train the South Vietnamese troops.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, so here in this country, we've got a lot of ex-Special Forces guys. Physically, they might be a little weaker, but they're strong in heart. But the important part of this story is they'll be able to train others to be more efficient than a lot of these people that are rank and file in our military right now.
And therein lies the militias that we have going on if they haven't been infiltrated.
But and we're
going
to need cooks, damn it.
Hey, I went airborne as a cook, okay? I did a lot of different things as a cook. There's so many things you can do as a cook. Right. I did it all.
There you go.
So right. I got your back, bro.
Okay, Andy, thanks. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, John.
All right, before I take another call here, let's do an update. Florida. Well, the swing state. It looks like the panhandle people are starting to come in here. 11% of the precincts reporting in Florida. 2,544,000 for Donald Trump. 2,425,000 for Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump 50%, Hillary Clinton 47%, with 29 electoral votes down there. Mm-hmm. Let's see, Indiana 62%, Trump 34%, Hillary Clinton, Kentucky 64%, Trump 32%, Hillary, New Hampshire 50%, Hillary 46%, Donald Trump, North Carolina. All this talk about, North Carolina, they got 15 electoral votes. With still 1% of the precincts reporting, 55% Donald, 43% Hillary. Laura in Michigan, hello, Laura.
How are you?
I'm sorry?
I'm doing pretty good right now because of the stats that are coming in so far. I've been so tired of the corporate media blaming everything on Russia. Here's what I think one of their newscasts, I'm surprised, they didn't say, our reporter saw Donald Trump having lunch and ordering a salad with Russian dressing. We think it was a dog whistle to Putin.
Oh, gosh.
And the guy asked about what we should do. We already had phase one of the revolution. And you know what that was? Getting the kids out of the government schools. That was not phase one of the revolution. Phyllis Schlafly told me 15% of the kids out of the government schools in those schools would implode. So that's phase one. Phase two, nobody vaccinate their children. No one vaccinate. Phase three, start having more white Christian babies. That's what we need. And it will help right there, those three things.
Well, we're at a point right now, Laura, in this country, politically, or the scrambled egg people out there believing their politics the way they see it, and again, minus the rule book, I might add, in this great democracy. We are at a tipping point. There was more than one reason and one meaning when Donald Trump says, hey, this is it. This election is it, period. Because when you communize or democratically socialize a country, you can't undo it once it's done. And the only thing after that is you expel the people that are anti your form of government, and they call that a purge, and that means there's a lot of dead people laying around. Or we continue and we start taking this very seriously about informing other people. That's why I said to my hairdresser today, I'll go back to her, I said, the reason why I wanted you to listen to my radio program is because we're not Democrat, we're not Republican, we're not independent, we're not libertarian. We go by the rule book, okay? And that rule book is most important. That's why I wanted you to listen, so you could get the facts, because we look at the Constitution, we take a look at law, we take a look at our structure of government. We take a look at what the government, federal government, is allowed to do and what it's not allowed to do. And I says, and that clears up a lot of thinking for a lot of people. But if we do not do this, and Laura, I've said this till I was blue in the face, and I know people weren't paying attention to me when I said it. Maybe they're listening now. That it's important that we educate our fellow American. Don't take this as if, oh, somebody else is going to do it, or I want to go on a fishing trip, or, you know, I just want to live my life, and I want to enjoy my wife and my children and my six-pack of beer and, you know, old reruns of I Love Lucy, whatever. To get actively involved, because we are at a tipping point in this country. The only way to bring it back is going to be an internal war. Got a break.
Well,
here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Laura, you had something else you wanted to say?
I was going to say communism used to come in at the point of a gun, but now it's money. Either lavishing money as in from a bribe or withholding money. Communism comes in with money now.
Well, that very well may be true. But what do you do when the money's not worth anything?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I'm gonna bribe you with this inflated away currency that, by the way, you need a wheelbarrow full of it to buy a loaf of bread. I think you'll be able to.
Yeah, that's just he'll ring his billions.
Yeah.
You know. So, also, gotta get those kids away from the teachers. You know, Scholastic did a they had kids vote They had 75,000 kids across the country. And guess what? They all voted for Hillary. Did you know the teachers were browbeating those kids to vote for Hillary?
Well, you can't do it in high schools, dear, because you're not old enough generally to register to vote.
But they would just do a mock vote.
Yeah.
Mock vote in school.
Well, and like I said, Laura, this demonstrates what I was talking about, is we're at a tipping point, and we are fresh out of time. The communists are here. And by the way, Russia years ago, where was communism born? And where was it born of, and who was involved? Well, you know the answer to that one. And they said that, you know, United States, they got too many pea shooters and guns and bullets and missiles. And no, we are going to take the United States down internally.
Right.
And this is exactly what has happened. We have now, and here's the irony to this, Russia is now a free country. And we are not. We're the ones that are communized.
Yeah. If you'd watch that movie, A Wolf in Sheep's Clothing, about Saul Alinsky, you'd see that about Russia. It talks about in there how they turned Christian. So please watch that movie.
All right. Well, and again, Laura, I mean, there are people in this country that they don't understand that the whole God thing and the teachings and all that stuff was a great way for people to believe, and it kind of took the friction out of life and allowed us to live, because there was a standard there. But a lot of people reject God, or for whatever reason, and they're into their own things. And, well, now everything is relative to anything else, and anything can go if that's how they want it to go. So,
right.
You know, all your standards.
Everyone does what's right in their own mind.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
The Bible tells us not to do that.
Well, so. But again.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Laura. But again, folks, every standard, every measurable standard has been shifted. And in a lot of people's minds anymore, nothing means anything anymore. Whereas before they were, how should I say, they were kind of narcissistic. They wanted to have more of their own little trappings. They were more concerned about money than anything else. Well, now that's been shifted to, how in the hell do I just survive? And who's going to promise me the most goodies for nothing? Oh, I know. If I can't have a home anymore, I can't afford my phone bill. I'm sure there'll be another Obama phone plan in Hillary's works. And you know, we're here from the government. We're here to help with rent subsidies and mortgage subsidies. But you know, we're going to have to raise taxes on y'all. Sorry to say, but, you know, we care. People need to survive. And as Andy said, pretty much what I've said, I'm not interested in surviving. I'm interested in living my life by my own charted course without interruption from some asshat that claims we're a democracy. Okay? Second hour, 800-313-9.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.